going to...
This conference...
There she gets the recording going. Today I want to introduce to you guys, although you already know this man because he's such a terrific presidential and he's been interfacing with a lot of us for years and years. He happens to be one of my favorite presidentials out there. We all have faves. I know we're not supposed to, but I do. And I go back with Terry a long way. I just always enjoyed him and his wife and family and just feel like he's added so much to this company in all the things he does, marketing materials. Now he's contributed his time and energies to being on the National Advisory Council, the NAC. And all I can tell you is we ought to be bowing to these people as we see them and as we interact with them over the next year, because they are putting absolutely endless time and endless hours into all the new things coming out and all the newness with all the changes at Manatech. This is just not an ordinary NAC. This is a NAC that has had to dedicate more time than they could possibly ever dream of into helping support Manatech through all these tumultuous times and changing times, I should say, to help support all of us in the field. So, Terry, you on?
I'm here, Mary Jo.
Yoo-hoo! Did I introduce you okay or what?
You're a beautiful woman. I love you. I'll pay you $20 later for an introduction like that.
You bet, brother. Anyway, and I don't think I could possibly understate the amount of hours and energy they put forth, but I did want to highlight that because I know how much energy they have been putting forth. But Terry's here today to really share with us about social networking. I've been talking about this for probably 2 months and kept bugging Terry to come on board, and I'm so excited to have him on board. So he's going to walk through a bunch of things with you and then open it for question and answers. And here's Terry Petrovic, one of my favorites. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Mary Jo, and thank you all for participating in this call today. The topic really that I want to cover is I want to give you an insider's look on social media. Give you a little background on myself. I've spent 17 years in the software industry. Right out of college, started working with IBM. And so I have a pretty strong background in software. I've been full-time in network marketing now for 15 years, full-time with Manatech for 12 years. And Manatech is actually my fourth home-based business. So I had already approached my family and friends three other times. So I had to go to the cold market, which was Leeds, and I've built a very, very successful business in the cold market. But if you've ever called a lead in today's era, it's totally different than it was 10 years ago. You know, people are bombarded with spam and things like that. And it's all because there's no relationship. And I am so excited about social media. Social media today is the perfect way for you to make more friends and grow your Manatech business online. And social media is really all about building relationships. Now, there's two schools of thought. You know, one is you need to build your Manatech business based on, you know, having personal conversations. And, you know, that's perfect and that's awesome for a whole lot of people. Mary Jo's a master at that. But for me, I've always been the type of person who has enjoyed being at home with my family. So social media is a perfect fit for me. And social media is just another way to communicate. One of the best-selling authors of all time, his name is Paulo Coelho. He sold well over 100 million books. He said this about social media. He said, since the dawn of time, human beings have felt a need to share, from food to art. It's just part of the human condition. And folks, what I want you to understand is that is exactly what social media is all about. I believe there is a movement right now going on with social media. I think there is a changing of the guard, if you will. Years ago, most communication was from a corporation to a bunch of people. Well, today, especially with social media, it is a consumer-controlled market, meaning a consumer can get on something like Twitter or any sort of blog, and they can create a buzz, and they can stir a fuss if a company is not engaging and acting appropriately. Social media, another way to look at it, if you're brand new to it, it's as though you are talking on the telephone, and the whole world is picking up that second receiver in your house, you know, and just listening in. And if you're into text messaging, it's like you're text messaging, and everybody gets a chance to watch you and observe you. Social media is a place for positive people. It's not a place for negative people. And I truly believe, folks, it is the biggest revolutionary communication tool we've ever seen. And let's stop a second and let's look at technology. Let's look at how long technology took to reach an audience of 50 million people. Well, it took the radio and that technology 38 years to reach a listening audience of 50 million people. Television, it took 13 years to reach 50 million people. The internet, when it first came on, it took 4 years to reach an audience of 50 million people. And Facebook, it took 2 years to reach an audience of 50 million people. Now think about that. You know, let's think about your ability to connect with people. Let's think about how many people you talk to on a day-to-day basis. You know, social media is, I believe, the people's network. It's an opportunity where absolutely everybody can be heard. Now, I want to give you some data, some proof of where social media is, and I want you to think about your business and your networks, and could you possibly tap into this? Because this is where I started seeing it. This is where I started really getting excited about it. Facebook has over 275 million users. The average person on Facebook has about 120 friends. And these people are highly engaged, meaning they talk to one another, they share photos, videos, and they make comments. If you look at a demographic of people between the ages of 18 and 34 years of old of age, this demographic spends over 400% more time on social media than TV, radio, and newspaper combined. Now, think about your business. Would you like to get more people, more younger people into your business? Well, if the answer is yes, then you need to be plugged into social media. But the interesting statistic is the fastest growing demographic of all is people 35 years and older. And if Facebook was a country, get this, if Facebook was a country, it would be the fifth largest country in the world. Every single day, over 500,000 new people are on Facebook for the very first time. And over 100 million people use it every single day. Over 3 billion minutes are spent on Facebook every day. And 4 million people join somebody's fan page. And a fan page is somebody who has established themselves, like Mary Jo has, for example, offline, but this is online. In network marketing, it could be somebody like a Randy Gage, it could be somebody like Jim Rohn, it could be somebody like Zig Ziglar, people who have a circle of influence. And the interesting thing, and I don't know about you, but this was one of my intentions for this year, is I wanted to grow my business more outside of North America. 70% of all users are outside of the U.S. There's like 90 different languages that are now translated for Facebook. So Mary Jo talked a little bit about YouTube. Let's think about YouTube and give you a perspective on where YouTube is. YouTube has over 75 million videos on it. 150,000 new videos are added every single day to YouTube. Mantic's doing their part on that now, which I am just thrilled to see because there's all kinds of wonderful content out there. YouTube has more content and is bigger than any television network out there. Think about that. And hundreds of millions of videos are watched every single day. The question is, do you have a presence there? Are you taking advantage of that? If not, you're missing the boat. Here's another statistic that blew my mind when I first heard about it. Every 60 seconds, 13 hours of new video content are uploaded to YouTube. Every minute, 13 hours of new content are uploaded to YouTube. That is absolutely amazing. Now, YouTube is a little bit different. It has a much broader viewing audience, if you will, than Facebook. The viewing audience of YouTube is the demographic between the ages of 18 and 55 years old, which is pretty broad market. 51% of the people who are registered with YouTube actually check it out every single week. And 52% of the people in that younger demographic actually share videos back and forth with their friends and their family. And that's something you absolutely want to do. You want to go out and create your own YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com/, and hopefully your name is still available. Mine would be youtube.com/ Terry Petrovic. And that's a place where I can upload my own personal videos. Some of them are business. Some of them are personal. It is a place where people can actually connect with you and understand the shift. You know, Mary Jo talked about the changing in wellness. Well, there is a changing of the guard in advertising as well, because the entire advertising budget for media shifted about 10% from television to online video advertising in the last year alone. This is the future, folks. But nothing, I believe nothing, is as popular and hot right now as a new phenomena called Twitter. Twitter.com, you know, it is a place where people go to find out about what's going on in somebody's lives. People want to know what's going on, and you have 140 characters to make a post. You can't make posts longer than that. You can make them shorter than that. And the first question, if you go to Twitter, says, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? So if you're at a party or you call somebody up on the telephone, how do you interact with them? What's the first thing you ask them? You say, what are you doing? What's going on? Well, Twitter has taken over so much, it grew close to 1,400% in users, people using it, last year alone. Last month, over 300,000 new people registered for Twitter. Now, the top demographic for Twitter, get this, it's changing a little bit. The top demographic for Twitter is people between the ages of 45 and 54 years old. Now, let's think about, you know, what group of people is looking for ways to maybe generate some income? What group of people are really looking for a way to enhance their financial security? It's primarily that group of people between the ages of 45 and 54 years of age. Now, the second demographic, which to me is exciting, is a younger graphic, a demographic of people between the ages of 25 and 34 years of age. Again, we want to tap into that youth, because that for us creates income security. Think about, this is important for all of the social media stuff, you know, what group of people are probably out there struggling financially, looking for a way to enhance their financial future, but have no clue on how to tap into it. People looking for a home-based business, people who are looking for you. Social media can help you tap into that market. And I believe that is a huge, huge opportunity for you to take advantage of. And that's why I've been studying this stuff for about 2 years now. Here's an interesting statistic, and see if this is true for you. The average person normally interacts with about 5 new people per week. Is that true for you? Now, let's look at social media. The average person on Twitter, for example, talks to about 500 people per week. 5 versus 500. The scope and the breadth of your ability to shout out and communicate with people is exponentially greater with social media, guys, and that's really the thing that I want you to understand. I mean, people are talking about everything and anything on sites like Twitter. From, you know, what you had for breakfast, to what you were about to do, to the latest resource, cutting-edge technology. People who are attracted to social media are influencers and their promoters. And my question for you is, would you like to be one of those, or are you one of those? And if you are one of those, or would like to be one of those, are you taking advantage of being able to reach massive numbers of people? I have today probably over 15,000 people who are following me on Twitter. You know what that is? That is basically a list of people who've connected with me, of 15,000 people. Now, I am not the guy who likes to make the list of 100 names, but here I have 15,000 names that are actually tapping into what I say and my interest, and they want to learn from me. Are you seeing the power here? Now, I want to take this and make it real, real tangible for you and your business. I want to give you the top 10 Twitter countries. And think about your business here. The number 10 most popular country in the world for using Twitter is South Africa. Number 9 is India. 8 is France. 7 is the Netherlands. Number six country in the world for using Twitter is Germany. 5 is Brazil. Number 4 is Australia. 3 is Canada. 2 is the United Kingdom. And number 1 is the U.S. of A. Now, think about that in terms of where we are in our expansion globally. Can you see the possibilities here? You know, I am in my social networks right now. I have a guy that I am building a relationship in Norway, a woman in Australia, a gentleman in the U.K., who is part of my following, and it's kind of like a mastermind group. If you've read the book by Seth Godin called Tribes, you understand what I'm talking about here, but a tribe is basically a group of people that have similar interests of you. They are a group of people that follow your leadership. And let me tell you, when you embrace social media and you marry that with wellness, and I'm talking about physical and financial wellness, we're talking about quality of life, we're talking about being an example of other people to follow so you can give them hope and dreams and support them and encourage them. Social media gives you the ability to touch hundreds, if not thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And make no mistake about it, Twitter is absolutely the best place for you to start if you're just getting into social media. You can just go to twitter.com. And register for your account. It's free, and then you can start connecting with people. When you first get started, you know, you don't want to get more than maybe 20 or 30 people a day, because if you grow it too quickly, they'll perceive it as you're spamming. And again, all social media is built on relationships. But what I want you to understand is that everyone, that means you, has an audience. That audience wants to hear from you. And the best way for you to connect with that audience and to lead them and to guide them into what you are about, your passions, some might be business like Manatech, but there's other hobbies and interests and passions that you have, is to be real. You have to let people get to know you. And that's what social media really does. Social media, I believe, is the future of business. It is a way of you connecting and reaching out with people in the past that have been untouchable, because there's no way you could ever connect with some of these high-profile people. I have a friend that has been talking with MC Hammer, and he's gotten a deal with them. I've got other friends who've connected with professional speakers and presenters all over the world, and they're, you know, now have a business relationship with them. Social media is an opportunity for you to connect with people on all levels like you've never had or experienced before. It is, and this is really important, it is a phenomenal opportunity for you to give value to the community. Now, Mary Jo has been a giver for decades and decades. That's just who she is. Now, my question for you is, are you? And maybe if you are you playing small? And maybe is it time for you to maybe touch more people and to build your own following, or as Seth Godin would say, your own tribe of people that are attracted to what you believe in, are attracted to your passions? Here's the question I want to ask you, and this is really important for social media, is that what will you do to support and help people so that you can demonstrate you truly want to be a friend to them? And, you know, in our world, in network marketing, and specifically Manatech, you know, we have something called PPV, which is what we get paid on. Well, in social media, PPV stands for you have to have patience, you have to have passion, and you have to add value to the marketplace. You see, when you have patience and you have passion and you add value, you create what's called social equity. It is a way for you to give to the universe, to anybody who is open to listening to you, without expecting nothing in return. Now, have you ever brought somebody into your business where, gosh, you feel like they're high maintenance, they're needy, whiny, and, you know, they're just not like you, and they're more work than, you know, than they're worth sometimes? And I hate to say that, but sometimes, you know, they're people who you just don't connect with. Well, imagine for a moment that you could create a following or a team, if you will, of people that you resonated with, that came from the same beliefs, spiritually, emotionally, financially, wellness beliefs, and you just kind of clicked. That, my friends, is what social media can do for you. So a couple of things that I would encourage you to do right away. And first of all is to get a Twitter account. Again, you go to twitter.com, and you can register for yourself. That is the best way for you to start understanding and using social media. I would encourage you also to go to Facebook. Facebook, you're going to put yourself out there a little bit more because there is an opportunity to upload photos and videos and things like that. Again, formal and personal. Both of these should be, you know, informal and personal. You don't want to be pitching your products on either one of these. And then last but not least, I'd encourage you to create your own YouTube channel. And this is where you can get just a little video camera and you can upload little video messages. It is a great way for you to create a following. And I want you to understand, and most people don't understand, that YouTube is a social network, just like Twitter is, just like Facebook is. From a time management standpoint, I'd encourage you to spend only about 30 minutes a day using social media. Like anything, there is a learning curve. I want you to have a positive attitude. Understand that social media is a lot like a party. Now, if you're the type of person and you go to a social gathering and you know, put out your hand and say, hey, you know, my name is Terry, nice to meet you, would you like some Amber Toast? If you're the person that pitches your products, you know, within 60 seconds of meeting somebody, you're not going to be looked on very favorably in social media. But if you're the person that connects with people, builds relationships with people, has a personality and is somewhat entertaining and inspiring, and you know, if you can engage somebody with great conversations and basically just have fun with people, social media can be absolutely the best vehicle for you to grow your Manatech business. If you look at social media, social media is a place basically to connect. And it's not a place to sell anything. What you need to do is you need to use social media, and specifically those three that I mentioned earlier, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and encourage people to get to know you maybe perhaps at a deeper level. And that deeper level, which would be a blog. Now, some of you may or may not have a blog. Blogs are very easy to update and maintain. And by the end of this week, I'm actually going to be producing an 8-day series on social media that you can plug into. And I will. You can just go to terrypetrovic.com, and that's where it'll be available. It should be available by the end of this week, so you can definitely do that. And you can learn all of this stuff at a much deeper level. But when you utilize social media, just remember, it's a place to have a conversation. It's a place to make new friends. And once you have a relationship with people, then you can start engaging them a little bit about Manatech, our products, and our services and things like that. And it's so important that you embrace social media in a way and you use social media in a way that is received well. You know, nobody likes to be pitched. Nobody likes to be sold. So, you know, be a professional. Come from a place of truly giving. Now, because Twitter, I believe, is the number one place for you to spend time on, I want to give you just a little bit more insight on Twitter. Twitter is probably the least restrictive of all social media sites that I've seen out there. It allows you to connect with more people faster than anybody else. And I'll give you a little Twitter trick. One of the things that you can do is you can take somebody who has a large following or has a circle of influence, and you can follow their followers. So if you're into social media and you want to tap into some of the people that are following me, build relationships with them, that would be a smart thing to do. You could follow people like Randy Gage, you could Michael Klaus, Art Jonak. A lot of successful people in the industry are using Twitter because they know it's the best way to expand their reach. Twitter has no limitations in terms of number of people that can follow you, like Facebook. Facebook, there's like a 5,000 limitation there. But, you know, when you use Twitter, be real. And one of the first things you want to do is you want to upload a photo of yourself. That's going to be in your little avatar, your little picture, if you will. And you want that to be a warm, welcoming photo. And when you post stuff, be funny, be remarkable, be entertaining. There's lots of websites where you can get cool videos on YouTube, and there's a site called BudURL that'll take a big old long website that could be like 100 characters and shrink it down to about 10. Because remember, on Twitter, you can only use 140 characters. So again, I'm going to give you some very specific action items for Twitter. In your first 7 days, follow no more than 30 people a day. After that, you can go to 100 people a day. Never follow more than 1.5 times the people who are following you. And you're considered a junior member in Twitter until you have like 2,000 people following you. Because once you reach that 2,000 people, and if you don't have like maybe 1,000 people following you back, then Twitter won't allow you to follow any more people. So then you have to unfollow people. And to unfollow somebody, all you have to do is click on the follow button. So again, when you first get started, be selective on who you're following. Perry Belcher is a great guy to follow. Mike Dillard is a great guy to follow. Think about the people who know a lot about your business and your industry and your interests. And this is, you know, social media is a wonderful place for you to perhaps reinvent yourself, to be the person that you want to be, to really connect with people on a much deeper level. It's an opportunity for people to get to know you. So again, Twitter's a fantastic way to do that. It is probably the easiest way to connect with people. So I think I'm going to stop right there. I could probably go on for about another 3 or 4 hours here. But Mary Jo, I'd love to be able to open a call up and see if I can answer some people's questions and help people however I can.
Terry?
Yes?
Hi, this is Susan Neeson-Swag. You know, I kept thinking like I have to have my blog set up so that as I'm building relationships on Twitter and Facebook that I have a place to send them. So it sounds like you're saying just go ahead and start.
Well, you know, great question, Susan. It all begins with building relationships. So, yes, it would be a good idea to have a blog, but it's not a required thing because when you use Twitter, Twitter's going to allow you to connect with lots of people. You tie that into Facebook. You can put a whole bunch of information about Facebook, about you on Facebook, including links and things like that. Again, you don't really want to be pitching, Manatech on Facebook. You could maybe put a link every once in a while. Typically, the rule of thumb is to make it 90-10. 90% of the time, you want to be talking about relationships, adding value, adding good content, and 10% of the time, maybe you can put something in there about your products, businesses, or services. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see two links on my page. One is terrypetrovic.com, which is my blog, but the other one is a website called thesocialmediagoldrush.com, thesocialmediagoldrush.com. And that website is basically something that's called a sales funnel, where I am targeting other network marketers to bring them into my Manatech business, because I know if I can get just a handful of experienced networkers into my business, that's going to have a significantly greater impact on my growth than getting people who know nothing about network marketing. So hopefully that answers your question, Susan.
Yeah. And also, just how, I don't know how long you've been doing this, but like, how are you seeing it translate into your Manatech business growth?
Well, I'll tell you this. The thing that excites me most is I'm not interested in quantity of signups. I'm interested in quality of signups. And I have relationships with people all over the world today, relationships that I never would have had in the past. I will tell you that you have to have a systematic approach and methodology if you're going to expect any sort of results with social media. And an interesting thing is that we are in an industry called network marketing. But strangely enough, nobody ever really teaches us how to market ourselves. And that's really what I've been able to do, and that's why the that website, the social media goldrush.com, actually teaches people how to market themselves specifically online. Who else has a question?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
It's Pat. I have been very interested in internet marketing, and I read recently the update in the policies and procedures for Manatech, specifically 2.15. And in internet marketing, part of you know, the whole process of that, and maybe this is another conversation somewhere else, is the use of keywords and meta tags and that kind of thing. So I guess I need to go to your social media goldrush.com site to see your approach to internet marketing, because as I see in the policies, we are quite pretty much prohibited to use the name Manatech in our internet marketing.
Actually, that just changed. So that's the really good news. And that's why you see Manatech putting a lot of videos now on YouTube. Prior to this change in the policies and procedures, you could not mention any trademark, you know, products or anything that was basically the Manatech brand. But now you can.
But Legal just sent me the new document, the number of the new document, and I can quote. It says, you may not use the name Manatech or any of its trademarks as part of your business name, corporation name, internet name, URL, or domain name, meta tag, source, search code, or email address.
Well, you can't use it in a domain name. So you can't say Pat's Manatech Store or Pat's Ambertoe Rock. Or you can't use Manatech there. And you bring up a really good point, Pat, and this is really important, especially when you're talking about social media. When you use social media, you are not pitching Manatech. What you are promoting is your brand. So it's very important that you establish yourself as a leader. And that's actually one of the key elements, the shifts that a lot of people need to make, is that you need to position yourself as somebody that a follower can learn from and can benefit from. It's not that you are a Manatech presidential or whatever your Manatech leadership level is. It's about you as an individual and how committed you are to help other people succeed.
So then, if I'm creating content in content sharing sites like HubPages or Squiddy, and I create a title for my article, like, say, for instance, Manatech addresses, you know, the new economic crisis with their own personal stimulus plan, you can't use that title because the title becomes the URL for that article.
That is true. I don't know that Manatech is going to be hard on us. That's actually something that I am, because I'm on the council and I'm on the Tools and Training Committee, I am pushing to get them to change that. Another application would be to create a Manatech group within Facebook. And I've actually sent the compliance folks already a couple of examples of what I want to do, so I'm waiting for a response on that. So I think they're going to become more lenient on that. But, you know, if you look at where we've come from and where we are today, we have so much more ability today than ever. But, again, what I would encourage you to do more than anything, Pat, is to position you as the thing people want and not Manatech, really.
Well, and I'm working on doing that, and I'll contact you through the site because this is maybe taken away from the Twitter
topic.
Okay. Good
question. Thank you. Barry? Yes.
Hi, it's Beverly Monocle. How are you?
I'm good, Beverly.
I just wanted to comment to everybody that Terry and I are on the same team, and he has introduced me to the social media, and it is amazing. The YouTube is a great way to get yourself out there with videos because people can hear your voice and see your mannerisms and just get to know you as a warm, likable person. And my husband and I are doing a lot of wellness videos, not mentioning Manatech right now. We're just talking about wellness, nutrition, and putting ourselves out there and branding ourselves as people who know a lot, which we do, about nutrition and health. And that's attracting people to us because I get lots of comments. So this social media is awesome, and I highly recommend that you guys listen to Terry and get out there and start doing it.
Thank you, Beverly. And if you want to check Beverly's site out, Beverly, why don't you give them your name of your blog?
It's www.beverlymonocle.com. It's still a work in progress, but you can see some of it. And then my Facebook and my YouTube and my Twitter account, all of them, you just put youtube.com and my name, Beverly Monocle, or Twitter. It's all the same.
And you know, that's something that you guys really want to do is you want to study successful people like Beverly. You want to look at, you know, their styles, how they're approaching things, and model them. And there's all kinds of successful people. And interesting thing about social media is that I have probably more friends in other companies and network marketing companies today than ever. And the beauty of that is that, you know, sometimes people get disenchanted with their upline or their product or their company. They love the industry, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work. Now, having built a relationship with them, when they have those challenging times, who are they going to come to? Are they going to go to somebody they don't know? Or are they going to go to somebody that they've learned to trust and respect? And again, very powerful avenue of social media.
Hey, Terry, this is Sue.
Hi,
Terry.
Sue.
Hey, good job. Loving this. I just joined Twitter, and I've had some people who I do not know ask to follow me, and I don't know what to do about it. Do I want total strangers?
Well, yeah, I would say you do, Sue. You can always unfollow people whenever you want. So, you know, we are in the business of building relationships. And just because somebody is a stranger, you don't know them, that doesn't mean they're a weirdo. They might be a weirdo, I don't know. But the neat thing about Twitter, for example, is that you have the ability to follow and unfollow people and you know, protect yourself as much as you want. But Twitter is a very safe place to be. I personally haven't seen anything you know, harmful out there. The worst thing that I've seen on Twitter is that you will have some people who are in, shall I say, the red light district industry who follow you. And you know what? I don't even care if those people follow me because, you know, everybody knows somebody. So they might have somebody on their list who is a very high-quality person that I really would love to get to know. So, again, you get to choose who you build the relationships with. So that's just my personal opinion, but you have the ability to totally control that. But when you're first starting out, Sue, be very cautious on who you follow. Just follow people that are at a high level of integrity and people that you connect with. And you can search by, wellness. You could do, see who's into wellness. Like I run marathons, so I could just type into marathon, and then I can follow people almost in a niche that I'm really into. You know, you can do the same thing for stay-at-home moms or homeschool moms or whatever. So whatever target market you really want to focus in on, you can find them on social media and build a relationship with them.
Thank you much.
You're very welcome.
So is it really possible to do this with 30 minutes a day? Because isn't that what you said before, to do 30 minutes a day doing something?
Well, that's where you start.
Yeah.
Again, it's like, how many people do you need to talk to before you get a sign up? The answer is, I don't know. Here's what I do know, and this is true about me. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I am the most persistent knife in the drawer, school was never easy for me. College was never easy for me. I flunked college English 4 times, and, a lot of you guys know that I've produced some of the best marketing materials Manatech has ever had. My punctuation is still horrible, but you know what? You can surround yourself with other people that can support you and help you. So social media is a way to build relationships, and that's where everybody needs to start, is in building of the relationship. So if you can spend more time than that, what I love about all social media is that you can do that in the middle of the night. You can do it in short increments. A challenge that I've seen people, and the hole that some people will fall into with social media, is they'll get sucked into it, and they'll spend like 2 hours, just commenting and interacting with people. While that might be fun, and I'll tell you, like Twitter can be downright addictive, you have to create boundaries on your time. But again, when you're having fun, building relationships, that's something that you enjoy and you want to keep doing. So I'm just saying that when you're first starting out with social media, manage your time. And, depending on what your work schedule is like, I would say 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, and 10 minutes in the evening, or, 30 minutes all at once. But just don't get sucked into it in a big way. That makes sense?
Yep.
Who else has a question?
So, Terry, what you're saying about, this is Mary Jo, you're saying that just like we can spend a lot of wasteful time on the Internet today, which has caught a lot of people's attention and taken away from their business, the same thing transpires on whether you do Twitter or Facebook or whatever, right? You can get caught up in it just like anything else. Yeah.
It's exactly the same as that, or going to Chamber of Commerce events and never really building solid relationships. And what a lot of people will do is they think it's really important to get high numbers. Well, high numbers, you're never going to build quality relationships. So if you go to a Chamber of Commerce meeting and you come home with 100 business cards and you never call anybody, you basically spent probably 2 hours of your time and got nothing to show for it. You could go on Twitter and you can find 100 new friends, but if you never develop a relationship with it, you just wasted your time. It is all about being social, building relationships, and giving. The more content you give, and Pat talked earlier about writing articles and things like that, and that's awesome because she's establishing herself as a leader. She is creating social equity because people see her contributing to the community. Now, if you go out in your community and you do a Toastmasters presentation or you do a presentation, on wellness for 10 or 15 minutes and you ask nothing in return for that, people are going to be attracted to you. Some people are going to say, hey, I'd love to learn more about this wellness thing, and this targeted fat loss approach just made sense to me. Can you tell me more about that? Well, now you're becoming attractive, and that is the same process, the same methodology with social media. And things like your blog, things like YouTube and Facebook, people can actually see you. They can feel your energy. As Beverly said, they can connect with you on a human level. But now I'm doing this in Norway and in Australia and, all over the world with people that I never would have had an opportunity to connect with before. And that's why I'm so pumped about social media, because I believe it is the doorway or the gateway to build a massively successful global business with Manatech. Who else has a question? We've got about 5 minutes left.
Quick question, Terry. I'm trying to get registered on that, and it says, what are you doing? What do they want for that?
What are you doing? That's just a Twitter post, it sounds like.
Well, it's a question when you're signing in. What kind of information do I put there?
Well, what are you about? If it's your description, you don't want to say anything about Manatech. Again, you can go to mine. Make it personal. Make it attractive so somebody reads that and they'll say, oh, this looks like an interesting person.
Okay.
Or this looks like a fun person.
Okay. I'll try to figure out something.
Okay.
Okay.
And glad to help you. Terry,
you want to make sure that you don't just decorate it with something that sounds terrific if it doesn't reflect you. Remember what
Absolutely.
Terry said. It is so critical for you to come across on this whole program being totally honest. So, you can make some statement, oh, I'm wildly in love with life and I think it's just incredible, and all this great stuff. But if that's not who you are, be careful because, people are going to expect you to show up based on what you put in your Twitters. They don't, there's nothing worse than a disingenuous person. I mean, they'll
That's right.
eat you so fast because they'll read that. So,
It happens even twice as fast on social media.
Right.
Because they get it true. But again, guys, for a lot of people, network marketing creates all kinds of internal stories, and some of them aren't empowering and some of them are empowering. This is an opportunity for you to truly be you. And what Mary Jo just said is absolutely true. Just be you, have fun, try to help people out, be a friend, and just contribute to the community. And you will attract a certain following. Every single one of us has the ability to attract a following. Every one of you on this call is a leader because you showed up. There are people who would like to be on this call but couldn't be on this call. And there are people who should be on this call but chose not to be on this call. But you're different. You stood up and said, hey, look, I'm serious about growing my business, and I am going to learn everything that I can from Mary Jo and her tribe of people that she has created. And again, I can't emphasize more enough to you to get that book called Tribes by Seth Godin. It's a fantastic book talking about leadership. It's really what it's all about.
Can you spell his last name?
It's
G-O-D-I-N.
I-N, yep.
Okay.
Terry recommended it to me a week ago. I went out and bought it the next day and read it, and I can tell you I was on an airplane finishing it, and I was so wired. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is all about me. It's exactly what I want to do and be and do it. I'm going to set up 100 tribes because I got so many different ideas. It's exhilarating how we can step into our beingness and help aggregate people together that have like ideas and like-mindedness to create phenomenal results in our world. And it doesn't take somebody that you might look at and say, well, you might say, well, I'm not like Mary Jo. She has all this leader. You don't have to be a total born leader to be on top of a tribe. What you need to do is you need to be honest, you need to be open, and you need to have an idea. And then people just get motivated by your idea. And you grow into being a better leader through the process of building this, what we call the tribe. Yeah. So it's cool.
And you
Rebecca, would you say more about what it means to be methodical and organized and disciplined?
Yeah, maybe I'll do that on another call.
Terry, could you repeat your Twitter address and the other addresses?
What I'll do is I'll have Mary Jo send it out in an email.
Okay.
For everybody. I want to, for those of you who are interested in learning more about Twitter, I actually have a series of 18 videos that takes you from the very basics of what is Twitter, how to set up a profile, and how to grow it, and how to use the tools, and how to manage your time, and everything that you need to do with Twitter. I'm going to make that available to everybody at a 33% discount. If you want to check that out, you can go to Terry Suggests. That's plural, terrysuggest.com/T for Twitter, and then capital V, videos, Twitter videos, and then enter in a discount code, which will be MJ, like Mary Jo, and then DISC, D-I-S-C, as in discount, and you'll get 33% off of that series. And I'll have Mary Jo maybe include that in her email as it goes out as well. And then if you have any questions, communicate with me on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. You know, you can go to YouTube and do a search on Tribes and Seth Godin, and you can kind of watch a presentation that he did on TED TV. And again, if you haven't or not familiar with TED.com, be sure you check TED.com out, because there's so much phenomenal information there. You'll just be blown away. And then you can take that information that you learn and then start sharing it with people in your organization or the followers on Twitter or, as we talked about, your tribe.
Terry, this is Peggy Rosenberg, and I had a question regarding, is there a distinction between having your personal Facebook page and also being on Facebook with a business thing or a fan page? Is that what it is?
The fan page, yes. I would say with Facebook, Peggy, you want to keep that primarily personal. But you can have, once you have a pretty large circle of influence, you can create your own fan page. But initially, when you're first getting started, you want to keep it personal, and you want to keep maybe just one or two links on your Facebook page. Again, explore some of the people out on Facebook. Look at what turns you on about a page, and look at what turns you off about a page. And do things that resonate with you. But don't think that Facebook is all about dollar signs. Facebook and YouTube and Twitter are all about content contribution and your ability to give value and to create social equity in the marketplace. You know, I've said for years and years, if you don't like the way your Manatech paycheck looks, then odds are you're not helping enough people. And you need to be a servant. You need to go out there and help people. And if you want to make a huge difference in the world, just go out and give people, inspire people, motivate people, challenge people, coach people, and be there for people. Be a friend.
So there is a way on your personal Facebook page to include a link to something you've written in terms of, so that you're giving a value there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that'll be a link, and there's actually a note section there.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, Terry, I think that's it, but we appreciate your time and energy today, how terrific it was to share, and I think people learned a lot. I mean, I know I just was, like, taking copious notes, and it's going to be valuable to, you know, look forward to stepping into some of this activity and creating some greatness by each of us, and I just appreciate you and all that you do, and thanks for sharing, and I will send out a follow-up email to everybody to give you all the websites and those connects, so you can get back in touch with Terry in different ways and see what he's doing, okay?
It was an honor and a privilege to be here, Mary Jo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.